decided I could not support it because I think they carved out the exception in the statute specifically. Yep. And I don't want to set a precedent for every religious organization to come in here and think they can rent out property for an investment purpose for any means, because I think that's accepted in the statute. But because the tax commission has ruled that in their particular case that it's used and only goes to staff, then we're going to allow, I would, my motion is to find this property to be exempt.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion stands.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
2021-2029 and 2030 granted request. Wesley.
Yeah, just keep it in-house.
Well, we're going to tighten it even more. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your patience again and waiting for us to eat lunch. I appreciate that.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm really surprised.
You mean statutes and laws contradict each other?
Well, I was talking about the tax commission interpreting the statute.
I would never.
That's what I told you.
But if it goes right back to the tax commission, they're going to reverse it. So.
You can talk to who the members are of the state tax commission at the time of the next appeal.
They're just trying to. The statute's whole purpose is to try to dissuade non-profits of going out there and on the side making a profit.
Exactly.
And that's the whole purpose of it. So, and I think that they were convinced in this case that that was not what they were doing.
And
so.
I know they used to rent out to Camp Barnabas, but then Camp Barnabas is doing religious things there. So,
yeah. I think based on our conversations, he's just said we're going to tighten that up. So hopefully we'll
deal with that.
So 2021-40, the Beasleys, back to that one. I just wanted to cover them because they were waiting.
Are they here?
Paradise Point Condominium. It's a teleconference.
You got that one down to what?
Well, he bought it for $260, and I'm guessing it's somewhere around that range. I mean, it would have gone up since he bought it in May of 2019. But again, we can see he was overassessed. So.
And you did not have a conversation directly with?
I've talked to him directly, but I don't think we actually came to a decision.
Okay.
So he needs to have his say, what he'd like it to be,
sure.
I guess. But he shouldn't be below.
What's he asking for?
I don't know yet.
What I'm saying is he should not be below what he paid for it, because we know everything's gone up in the county.
I don't know what he's
I know about. People that overpay for their properties, that's for sure. I've sold that happens.
Well, that's true. Somebody from California comes in here.
Well, even local people. Wait. Even local people pay more because they have to have a place to live. They're over a barrel, and there's nothing they can do about it, and there's such a housing shortage.
That's
the market's
true.
Definitely going to go down again.
Yeah.
Now
you'll get another pension.
You'll
get
people
sued.
Maybe we can.
What did they ask for it to go down to?
They did ask for it to go down, mostly.
They don't give an opinion of value or anything.
Okay. It says residential condo, not any rental. Is it set at commercial?
I don't remember. He only went up by the index, is what I've got. He went up by 12.99, but again, it's over assessed to begin with. So if you go up by an index on something that's too high, you're just doubling down.
So are you saying that the value should be less than what?
I'm saying the value should be less.
What is what you're saying it should be? Then.
The minimum should be 260. Minimum.
Well, we will see. Let's find out what the Beasleys are requesting.
Thank you.
Charles.
Yes.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did we catch you okay time?
Not really. I'm in Texarkana.
Gotcha. Well, you had an appeal ready for this afternoon, and I'm here with the rest of the board, along with the assessor and the clerk. Can you help me with this? You have an appeal here. What were you asking for your value to be changed to?
You don't have any of the materials that I sent?
I do have a sheet here that's sent, but it doesn't have a number that you requested on that on the sheet that you filled out.
There was about 5 pages that I submitted. I'm stopped right now. I guess I can fire up my computer and get the sheets. I can't tell you from memory.
I'm looking at that. Thank you.
And my guess is if you don't have those sheets, me just giving you a number
I do see a sheet here, and I think it says owner proposed value using county's valuations based on adjusted area of similar condos. You're requesting $221,500, I think, is what I see here.
Yes. What I had is there was a spreadsheet should be right above that were some other units in my condominium. And I had also attached photocopies of the print-offs from the county website that has all of the valuations.
He paid $264 in 2019.
And so I don't know if you have those. I sent those.
He did tell me that.
I see that, sir. And I see that it's a discrimination claim based on the other values around it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so based off these values, he's claiming.
What I did was just take an average. I didn't take the lowest one, which, you know, some people might have. I said, well, here are 3 units in my building, corrected for very small changes in square footage, and I'm proposing that the average of those 3 factor be applied to my condominium.
Let's hear from the.
So that's how I got to that value.
Okay, let's hear from the assessor.
Well, I mean, if you look at the picture of the roofs there, he's surrounded by the same value up there. It's 177 something up there.
177.91, 177.62.
And so I don't have anything in front of me to show me if one's a balcony, one's got patios, some can be double-decker, so to speak. You know, I don't know that. I don't have that in front of me. I just know I spoke with Mr. Beasley and was made aware when he purchased it what he paid, and so I felt, like I said, the value he's at's too high, but I think we're being fair with that value on the 260.
Are those price per square foot valuations?
Yes.
So when I look at $206.55, that's $200 a six of square foot, $176 a square foot. 176.
Which ones are you looking at?
Well, I just saw a bunch of different ones.
His is right here.
And what's that per square foot?
177.91%.
Where is 1495? Unit 1495. Do you have it on there? Or 1466 or 1495. Those are the 3 that he has listed. I'm trying to see what those values are.
Do you need the tax number? What's the tax number?
The tax number on...
No, for the comparable.
Yeah, what?
The parcel number for the comparable, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
4.025. He's leafing through trying to find it.
Okay.
We're showing the units around you being assessed at a square footage value very similar to yours, so that's why we're trying to get to the ones that you showed us.
So the valuation that is current currently on there is $298,470. Is it my understanding, Susan, that we have a sales letter of $260,000?
I don't know if I have a sales letter, but I did talk to Mr. Beasley, so either we have a sales letter or he told me in person, because I have that written down. I wouldn't have made that up.
That same square footage price is right around that 261 mark on the majority of these. Obviously, some in Paradise Point have a better view or whatever.
The one that's in red right now is the 4.25, which is 154.77. Per square foot.
And his was one.
His is 177.91.
Gotcha. I'm gonna make a motion that we go with his sale price of $260. That does, as far as a discrimination claim, it evens out with the majority of the others around it.
$260,000
as an appraised valuation.
Does that work out per square foot?
And that it works out to 261, I think you said, didn't it?
Or is it pretty, well, that, so if you take 1,470 square feet and divide that by 260, or 260 divided by... That's $176 a square foot.
That's exactly what those other ones were. Pretty close.
Second.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So, sir, we didn't lower it to your requested amount of 221, but we did lower it from 298,470 to 260,000, but we just checked the majority of the ones around you. It does even that out. You will get a letter in the mail from the county stating as such, and we hope that you enjoy your trip through Texarkana.
Okay. Well, this certainly helps a little bit.
Thank you.
Have a great one, sir.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Jeffrey, if there's any way possible to try to look at some of these other ones that are set tomorrow, I do have to go... I have to leave here probably by 10:30.
Okay.
Or I need to, and then I can come back after lunch. But I.
We can stay. Our staff can stay till after 6 if you need help.
Well, right? We've also got them. It looks like on the sheet we need to be here tomorrow by 8:45. So we can be here 8:45 to 10:30. Can you do that?
Donna, what are you aware of? Quorum. Does two or more have to be here?
Just two of you have to be here.
Okay. Well, we just got off vacation. We weren't expecting to have this many appeals.
We have about 300 appeals, Jeff.
Okay.
And some of those, we're up to 500 now?
Yes.
Oh, geez. That happened when?
Last night.
Oh. Well, I knew we were going to get a bunch of them because they called us, but I didn't realize it was going to be that much. So we have tried to put, like, your condominiums together. We've tried to put your timeshares together. And even though you may have 30 appeals or 300 appeals,